Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. I'm Rod Babers hanging out with Brad Kellner. You can always watch the Triple Option with RBKD. All you got to do is tap into the Twitch stream, go online, go to hornfm.com and hit the Twitch stream. There'll be a link there and it's just that easy. You can watch the Triple Option with RBKD. Today it's just the speed option, more like the read option. My man Kevin Dunn is on a deserved vacation.
Averagely deserved.
I think it's a much deserved. We'll agree to disagree on that one. Because it's an average deserved vacation. But he certainly missed a jam-packed show, especially with BK Investigates happening. Nobody knew it was going to be a BK Investigates kind of Monday on the Triple Option, but that certainly happened. If you missed any part of the first couple of hours of the show, I would recommend you go back and listen to it on the podcast page as soon as we get it posted, because it was pretty good. I was actually, you know, I was surprised and thrown off by the way the show started too. And we still are getting to the bottom of the BK Investigates piece. But I believe we're getting very close to finding the suspect and the culprit. For those who don't know, we'll just give you a quick overview and then we'll move on. All right, because we've devoted a lot of time. We've had interviews with, people of interest on the show. But someone over the weekend brought their dog in. A little dog, we assume, was a small dog of some kind, because that dog left a present. Yes, a deuce. In the studio, in the corner of the studio over the weekend. Now, that is bad enough that they neglected it and left it there. But what was even worse, people, is that it wasn't found until the second or past the second hour of Shirts and Skins with Trey and Chad, which means that at least one, maybe more shows on the weekend did their shows while the deuce just sat there in the corner. And that means, yes, that B&E, and yes, that Light the Tower with Craig and Jeff, and most of Trey and Chad's show was done with a number two right there in the corner.
It hurts.
Jeff smelled something. I remember him saying that, but he did not identify what the smell was. But the worst of all of these experiences had to be Bucky Godbold, who exercises every day on the floor.
Yeah.
Here in the studio, he's got exercise equipment that's right now, based on what Chad told us about the location of the deuce. Ladies and gentlemen, it was right there. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about inches and feet away from where Bucky Godbold's exercise equipment was. And he did tell us today that he did do exercises on the floor.
Yeah.
Which means he still missed it while it was inches away from his face.
He had his face in dog deuce and didn't notice.
Didn't notice.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Just a travesty.
We all feel bad. All of us feel bad. Now, I feel bad that Chad had to clean it up. I feel bad that none of our coworkers smelled it or noticed it. Mm. I feel bad that the weekend guys just left it there.
Well, I don't feel bad for them.
I do, because now we're calling out all weekend people now. We shouldn't be doing it, because we know a lot of the weekend people personally. And
yeah.
They're great people. They're
Everyone's
upstanding citizens.
Yeah, that's great. I thought they were great people.
They're upstanding citizens.
Well, I thought they were. I don't think they are anymore.
Well, somebody's not.
Everybody's at large right now.
Everybody's.
We're going to have to do one-on-one interviews with every weekend show host and producer to get to the bottom of this thing.
Yeah. So that's what the entire show we devoted to narrowing down the suspect list. And I believe BK Investigates has it down to about three suspects
mm-hmm.
now. He will not reveal who that is because he does not want to, in an unprofessional way, put them on blast.
Which is very rare for me because I'm about as unprofessional as it gets.
But Bucky basically raised a radio war.
Yes.
He called out people by, not name, he made up some names.
Well, he made up nicknames and he called people out. And I think I know who he's talking about.
I do too.
I think 99.9% of people have no clue who he was referring to.
Which might have been genius.
Might have been.
Because he didn't actually call anybody out. Because he just kept using random names and pseudonyms. He
I don't want to call out. Bucky a genius.
Yeah. Hey, the man's been in radio a long time and doing damn good radio. And by the way, listen, I would encourage you all. I know you guys listen to all the shows anyway, and we appreciate that very much. Tomorrow, I guarantee all your shows is going to address this topic. Yep. Because
we're the first show to address it.
Yeah, BK, you're the first. I didn't even know anything about it. You told me.
Oh, I'm not the type to let something like this go untalked about.
I had no idea.
I mean, I'm the guy who gets calls into the office, into the principal's office, for talking about stuff that I probably shouldn't talk about. I might get one for this. I had to bring it to the people. They had to know. You had to know.
You're
working in the studio where the incident took place.
What if I want to do some push-ups today?
Exactly.
Or stretch my back on the floor.
That'd be a rare.
That'd be a rarity. Yeah, I don't do that. I'm not that. I'm not that guy.
Very different than what you're used to, but the timing would be very unfortunate if you did try that on this date. Yeah, you know, the people need to know what's going on here. We try to give people a little peek behind the curtain.
Wow. That is a hell of a peek behind the curtain.
And that's a story that the third floor bathroom incident from the snowpocalypse.
Which was much more egregious, in my opinion.
Which was much more egregious because that was a human.
Come on, people.
Excrement.
Yes. Dude, come on.
That was left on the floor in the bathroom here.
Just.
That was bad. I mean, that was really within the span of 3 months, right?
I lost some of my faith in humanity with that one, though.
Yeah, well, I lost mine a long time ago, so I'm glad you made it that long.
And I told you, I didn't want you to tell, because I remember, I still haven't, to this day, haven't heard who you think the final, like, suspect or culprit is in that incident, because I told you, I don't want to know, because I don't want to look at my coworkers potentially like that. I don't want to look at them in that way. I don't want to know that about them.
I'm 96.9% sure.
I don't want to judge him.
Nice.
I don't want to, because I don't want to judge him. I don't want to know. I still don't want to know.
I'm not going to mention it on the air.
Don't mention it to me off the air.
And I
don't want
to
know.
You off the air.
I don't want to know. Because I will judge them. And I probably can't be their friend anymore.
But do you want to know whose dog did this?
Yeah, because that's less egregious. Okay. That's not this. That's, you know what I mean? That's not as bad.
Yeah.
That could have been a mistake. It shouldn't have been, but it could have been a mistake. What happened in the bathroom was no mistake. You had to. There had to be. I think there were like footprints in there. Like didn't they smear it accidentally running out of there or something?
Oh man!
Because it was in the dark. Remember, there was no lights. There's no electricity. We assume they did it in the dark. Exactly. See. All right. Anyway. All right. My bad. Sorry. Go listen to the show. The first 2 hours of the show, and we get into in depth about this topic.
Yeah,
all right.
Probably too in depth.
But hey, BK wants to bring you behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Like I said, I didn't even know this, that the show was going to start like this today, people. BK Investigates took over the show. And
I'm a journalist. You guys report, I decide. I think that's the slogan.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get to this this article. So if you want to hear about that, just go listen to the first couple of hours of the show whenever we get the podcast posted. All right, so this comes from, actually, Yahoo Sports did this. I take that back. College Football News is where it originated from, so I'll give them original credit. And then Pete Futak, you know his name? Pete Futak, you know that name? That name sounds familiar, actually. I think he's actually done some work we brought up on the show before. So College Football News, they were remarking, at least talking about George Kliavkov. He is the new Pac-12 commissioner. We didn't really get into this, but he was hired. It wasn't earlier this week. No, last week.
Last week.
It was late last week he was hired. And it's been a lot of controversy about whether he is the right guy for the job. He formerly was, at least most recently, I should say, he was a MGM executive with the MGM Grand. So he's actually been in a lot of different spots and actually had a lot of really highly respected executive roles, I should say. But we'll get into that a little bit later when it becomes more of a topic of discussion. But it did spark this thought experiment by College Football News that the Pac-12, the only way to save the Pac-12, because the Pac-12 is dealing with a ton of revenue issues. Their Pac-12 network's been an absolute disaster. So they make almost no money off the Pac-12 network. They create the least amount of revenue of all the Power 5 conferences. In terms of championship competition, the last basketball championship was with Arizona.
We have to go all the way back to the 90s?
I think so, for basketball.
Okay, let me go through this.
Football is USC. Last one they played in was Oregon.
Right.
Oregon played in one.
Lost to
but
Ohio
I believe
State.
The last time they won a basketball championship, the conference was Arizona.
God.
I believe so.
I hate that Arizona team. They knocked out Kansas. It should have been a national title for the Jayhawks that year.
Look, that
Jason Terry, Arizona. That's the team you're talking about, right?
It's got to be. That's no team in between that. That's one. You would know way better than I would. And if it's not coming up for you, and it's, I'm assuming that I'm right.
Give me a second.
It just sounds fake because it's a long time ago. You're talking about 25 years since they won a national title in basketball. But because a lot of people believe the Pac-12 is on a disastrous decline, a precipitous fall, that it's going to be hard to pull themselves out of that tailspin. Hopefully, Kliavkov is the guy to do it, the new commissioner. Well, anytime people start talking about the problems of the Pac-12, and honestly, the problems of the Big 12, this comes up as well. Because the Big 12, I know I'm calling out the Pac-12, but the last time the Big 12 won a national title was Texas in 2005. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just won a national title in basketball, so shout out to the Baylor Bears. But in terms of competing for championships with regularity, the Pac-12 is probably the worst of the, not probably, it is the worst of the Power Five conferences. So expansion is always seems to be the cure-all, the remedy. What's going on with the conference? Oh, is bad, the revenue's down, their network's bad, nobody's watching the Pac-12. What about expansion? What about expansion? What about conference realignment? So, BK, in this article, they threw out 10 possible schools and listed the media markets and all that for Pac-12 expansion. First of all, what are your thoughts on Pac-12 expansion anyway? Is it inevitable? Is it something that needs to happen? I always thought the Big 12 is the one, which is now 10 teams, needs to expand more than the Pac-12. And we need to raid the Pac-12 and steal Pac-12 teams to come play in the Big 12 conference.
It feels like those two leagues should probably merge.
You know what? That's probably a better idea than the raids, I guess.
I mean, I'm such a huge fan of the 10-team league that the Big 12 is. Now, it makes no sense that we're called the Big 12 with 10 teams. That's stupid. True. And I miss some of the teams that have departed in recent years. Don't get me wrong. But I love that in football, you play every team every year.
It is cool.
I love that in basketball, you have a home and home with every team every year. Like, we're the only conference that says that. And the Big 12 brags about, oh, we're the toughest path to the college football playoff. And I think that's a crock of crap because this conference just isn't that good. Yeah. And considering how bad Texas has been in the last decade, not even close to the toughest path to the college football playoff. But I like the way the Big 12 is set up, but I know that for the betterment of Texas, probably best to do something about this league.
I agree, and it's going to be Texas. You just said it. It's going to be Texas and Oklahoma that have to spearhead the thing, and probably Texas more than Oklahoma just because of the money and the influence.
Mm-hmm. You know, the late, great Sean Adams always said there are 2.5 valuable properties in the Big 12. You've got Texas. You've got Oklahoma.
Who me guess who the half is? Oklahoma State?
Kansas basketball.
I like that.
Yeah. Those are like the 2.5 like that's valuable good. Commodities in the Big 12.
I like that.
And he's right. So, yes, it should be those two. I won't even throw Kansas in there. It should be Texas and Oklahoma, mainly Texas, spearheading any sort of expansion, whether it's the Big 12 adding teams or whether it's Texas and Oklahoma saying, we got to get out of here. Like, we got to find something that's better for us. Ultimately, the power brokers in this league are going to be the teams that decide what happens. We're still a couple of years away from this, most likely.
Yeah,
but the TV rights deals, they end in 24, 25.
Yeah, 20 years.
So it's not like that far down the line to where these conversations are going to pick up again.
The word, let's start at the top of this list. And then that's where all the Big 12 teams are. Then we'll work our way through it. Oklahoma is the number one team on this list for Pac-12 expansion. Media market is 44th. U.S. News and World Report University ranking is 133rd, 28,000 enrollment. It does say you might notice that Texas isn't on this list. There are a few reasons for that. Texas makes gobs and gobs and gobs of money, and it might be just fine hanging as a Big 12 school. Even if the league loses some of its teams to the Pac-12, Texas would be just fine being the richest athletic department while the Big 12 raids other leagues for schools like Houston, Central Florida, and Cincinnati. He said, but Oklahoma is different. Remember, historically, beyond the great football rivalry, Texas and OU aren't tied at the hip. Oklahoma was a Big 8 and Texas a Southwest Conference school before the Big 12 was formed in 1996.
Yeah, so I don't disagree with the writer's take there, but I hate that he's right. Like, why is it always, Texas doesn't care? Texas is a big dog. They don't care what the conference does for them.
It's called LHN, which gives them about $12 to $15 million more of revenue on top of what they already make yearly.
I mean,
and that's why, remember, a lot of people said that is the trouble with trying to recruit Texas into a conference with its own network because of the Longhorn network.
The Big 12 was able to do it.
Yeah, the Big 12 decided they had to do it.
Right.
What are they going to do?
So it can be done. I don't think Longhorn Network is a deal breaker because Texas is still Texas.
No, no, it's not a deal breaker, but it makes things a lot more convoluted
for sure.
And complicated.
But God, I think for the Pac-12 or for anybody who wants to expand, that would be worth it to get what Texas has to offer.
And Texas doesn't want the same deal as Oklahoma. That's what you know something about Texas. Texas wants a better deal than everybody else.
Sure.
What I've been told about a conference expansion. Like, yeah, to get Oklahoma, you need to offer them that. But to get us, you want to offer us double what you're offering now. Like, Texas wants a different deal. And the whole thing about conference is that, like, everybody gets the same deal. Mm-hmm. And Texas is like, no, if we're going to move, we need a better deal because right now we got a pretty sweet freaking deal.
Yeah. my question to you, though, Rod, is, like, what does the Big 12 do for Texas? Like,
it allows them to have LHN without even without making a fuss about it.
And that's it?
Yeah, because part of the reason that A&M wanted to leave and Nebraska got upset, the Longhorn Network's a big part of that. Even though De La Stotts tried to come up with the what did he call it, the Lone Star Network, way before the Longhorn Network, and
schools.
He wanted to include a lot of the Texas schools, including A&M, in that, and they didn't want to do it.
Right.
So now they're like, you're so selfish. Like, no, De La Stotts wanted you to be a part of this thing, and you didn't want to be a part of it.
Yep.
So don't get mad at us.
They
anyway.
Reached out to the schools in Texas. They reached out to the schools in this conference to try to create another
nobody wanted to do
before
it.
LHN did it, and nobody did it yet.
Yeah.
LHN's fault. Exactly. I don't know, man. I mean, it feels like the Big 12 exists because of Texas.
Yes, I agree with that.
And I think we should be interested more in what the conference does for Texas, not what does Texas do for the conference. Like, Texas is Texas no matter what conference it participates in. Like, we're gonna bring us wherever we go.
Yeah.
I just feel like we should be looking more for what's best for us.
I think they are.
And I don't think the Big 12 is that.
But the Big 12 right now is your best situation until you can upgrade your circumstance, right? Because, you haven't decided. First of all, Texas, I don't think they fit with the SEC. A lot of people want them to go there. They don't fit this. They fit the Pac-12 culture. But the Pac-12's got a revenue problem. And Texas is all about revenue.
Making money.
Mm-hmm. So that, and then the Big Ten, you want to go to Big Ten? Our fans don't want to travel to Big Ten country. They don't really like those locations. They want to travel to the West Coast, go see pretty things and hang out. Sunshine States.
The time zones. What about the time zones?
I know. So I don't know if there's a perfect fit for Texas. In this article here, it says Kansas is the number two school that the Pac-12 should try to poach. 34th media market, 124th on U.S. News World and Report University rankings, 27,552 was the enrollment. To your point, you talked about the great, my man, great Sean Adams quote about there about two and a half, basically what two and a half entities that exist that matter in the Big 12. I can see Kansas being a school where teams try to poach. You would think that somebody would have tried to poach them even earlier than now. Because Kansas basketball in certain conferences, I mean, they can really be a game changer. I mean, they're a game changer here, but you know what I'm saying? It could be a really big game changer for that program.
For sure.
Yeah.
That'd be huge.
So why have they decided they're staying in the Big 12?
I don't know. I think 10 years ago, they were kind of rumored to
the
Pac-12.
Nebraska and all that?
Yeah. I mean, there was a time where we thought Oklahoma and Oklahoma State and Texas could be going out west to the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And Kansas and Kansas State were in the mix, too.
Yeah.
It was like, because it was Pac-10 at the time, they thought it was going to be Pac-16 with six teams from the Big 12. Be like two Texas schools, the two Oklahoma schools, and the two Kansas schools.
Yep.
That would be the Pac-16. And that ultimately did not happen.
I've always heard from my friends at Oklahoma that Oklahoma State has to go with Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That basically they're a package deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that Texas doesn't have a partner that they're that invested in. Right? That Oklahoma's like, no, Oklahoma State's coming. So whatever you're doing, when you make room for us, make room for them.
Sure.
They're coming with us.
Well, yeah, Oklahoma likes beating Oklahoma State every year. They don't want to get rid of that free win in Bedlam.
Yeah, so Texas really doesn't have that relationship with another school either.
Yeah. I remember people 10 years ago were bringing up Texas Tech as that school, and it's like, not really. Dude.
Texas Tech is on this list, too.
Yeah.
They're actually sixth on this list,
okay.
Texas Tech, ahead of UNLV. Sorry, right behind UNLV.
So what happens if... Let's say this article comes to fruition and Oklahoma State and Kansas State, let's say those four schools leave and the Big 12 needs to get four more schools to replace those four.
Ooh.
Are we a Power 5 conference anymore? It's just Texas? Like without OU? Without Oklahoma State?
Barely. Who are you going to go?
What is that?
U of H and...
I know the financial situation might still be really good for Texas, but do we want to be a part of that?
No, you
it's embarrassing,
dude. You can't let Oklahoma leave without you if you're Texas.
Exactly.
You need to almost have a unspoken agreement with Oklahoma. Like, hey, man, if you leave, let us know. Hit us up first.
If there's any team you're tied to, it's got to be Oklahoma.
I think so.
Or maybe you don't have to go where they go, but if they leave, you can't stay.
It's a great point.
You don't
need to go with them lock in step, but if they leave, it might be time for you to chunk the deuce as well and then come up with your own plan.
Because the Pac-12 is a disaster right now.
It is.
You laid it out, but... The Big 12, if everybody besides Texas leaves, is going to be the new Pac-12.
Yep, no doubt.
No one's going to care about this league
anymore. Totally agree. I'm with you 100%. No. That's it's going to come up again, and the prettiest girl on the dance floor is always Texas because the Big 12 is an unstable conference that's usually rated when conference realignment happens, and the sexiest, hottest thing on the dance floor is a potential University of Texas deciding they want to leapfrog to another conference.
Yeah.
Because whoever gets them, you just won realignment, baby.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
We're going to keep talking about this, of course, over the next couple of years. Still a couple of years away from the TV rights deals going up. But a new Pac-12 conference commissioner has created some buzz and created some conversations out there. Is the Pac-12 going to consider expansion once again? And where does Texas fit in the next round of realignment for college sports? It's the Triple Option with RBKD. Coming up next, it'll be time for the BK Lounge. We've got stories of love, one good and one very disgusting. Next.
4th and 5, the national championship on the line right here.
All the band is out on the field.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Chalmers for the tie.
Got it in 2 seconds.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Oh, wow. In your life have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes.
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the BK Lounge. May 17th, 2021 edition of the Lounge. Alongside Rod Babers, I am BK Brad Kellner, and this edition of the BK Lounge is brought to you by Audio Visual Consultations. Give them a call, 255-8678, to get the home TV setup of your dreams. All right, Rod B., we have ourselves a pretty disgusting love story today.
Oh, really?
I guess we can call it a love story.
Is it a love story?
Yeah.
If it's disgusting, can it be a disgusting love story?
Love might be a reach.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and give the earmuffs disclaimer.
There you go.
For the kids out there. I don't think it's truly necessary.
It's a respectful thing to do, though.
It's a respect.
Yeah.
It's me tipping the cap.
Because I've had a lot of people that say that I love the show. When you guys went there, I had to quickly change the station. Mm-hmm. So they appreciate you giving them a heads up so they can go back and listen on podcast on their own without the kiddos.
So there you go. Well done. So there's your disclaimer. If you have kids in the car or if you are a kid behind the wheel of a car, change the station.
Nice.
Also, probably stop driving.
That kid's going to keep listening. If you're that kid, keep listening. Yeah. If you're driving the
turn
car
it
right
up.
Now, turn it up, kid.
Oh,
you only live once.
How about this? As students at the prestigious Columbia Secondary School for Math, Science, and Engineering were remotely watching a live class on Zoom, their Spanish teacher, 37-year-old Amanda K. Fletcher, reportedly, quote, appeared to suck the nipple of an unidentified topless male while she rocked her head back and forth, end quote.
Hold up, what?
Yes.
During
a Zoom Spanish class at a secondary school.
How
Columbia,
old are these kids?
Columbia Secondary School.
So how old does that make the kids? Is it middle school?
Middle to high school.
Is that middle to high school? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So teenage. Not super, super young, but, not fully developed
yet.
I gotcha. The quote from the Special Commissioner of Investigation for City Schools said that Amanda K. Fletcher appeared to suck the nipple of an unidentified topless male while she rocked her head back and forth.
Mm.
Following this act, according to the report, Fletcher's face turned in full view of the screen, and she gyrated her shoulders and smiled. So,
what's gyrated her? What do you mean gyrated? What does she do?
I think that's kind of like a little shrug.
A little shrug?
A little shrug or a little shimmy.
Whoa.
Weird word to use there.
Very strange word to use.
I think it just means she knew she was on camera. She knew her students could see it, and she was willing to continue anyways.
Wow.
That's not the only incident with 37-year-old Amanda K. Fletcher, Rod B. Back in October of 2020, another Zoom teaching incident.
Of course,
Zoom teaching was not really a thing before the pandemic. Apparently, students watched Fletcher eating spaghetti with a shirtless man behind her.
Who is this shirtless man that she loves so much that he's always in her Zoom meetings?
I don't know.
This guy.
I think I hope it's a husband, but I don't know what I hope here.
It could be a different man. We could be talking about separate men here.
Could be talking about separate dudes.
Wow, separate shirtless dudes.
One guy just being shirtless while she's eating spaghetti.
And why is he in view of the camera? Well,
the
kids can see him.
Getting his chesticles sucked by the teacher during the class.
Why is she eating during Zoom class?
I don't know. That's so many questions. Why is she eating a bowl of spaghetti while teaching a Zoom class?
Exactly.
Number one. Number two.
Come on.
Actually, that should be number two. Number one, why are there shirtless men?
Because he's shirtless.
In the Zoom lesson.
Wow.
Yeah, what's going on there?
This is her second. That was her
second incident.
Second incident.
I guess... Eating spaghetti with the shirtless dude behind you, that's not a fireable offense.
It's not. It could have been a mistake. Like, oh, he had a shirt off.
That's a bad bit, and it's probably if something like this happens again, then, all right, we're going to have to do something. Okay. But, like, that happens. Maybe your significant other's walking behind you.
I can see that. Yeah.
Doesn't know you're in a class.
I've seen some of those on Twitter. Like, oh, they didn't mean to show, the fact they didn't have pants on during the meeting.
The bowl of spaghetti is like...
It's just
like, are students allowed to eat in Zoom class? Like, obviously, in real class, we couldn't eat in a classroom, right? We'd get reprimanded for even like a granola bar.
Like
we'd
a
get
Tootsie
in trouble
roll
for
or
that.
Something.
Yeah,
you're
like
in trouble.
I don't know why that was such a big deal.
I agree.
It's considered distracting.
Some stuff you should
I need fuel. I need food to function here.
That's a good point. I don't know why they care so much about that.
They care too much about everything. But this second incident that recently took place, after taking her mouth off the man's chest, she resumed teaching and discussing a worksheet like nothing happened.
Was the shirtless man still there?
I think at some point the shirtless man left the screen. Yep. He was getting fixated and pleasured, and then he was gone.
What?
So investigators viewed several videos of the incident, which were shared by students on Snapchat and other social media platforms.
Oh, they loved it.
Understandably so.
They loved it.
And the teacher, loved it, too, because she, once again, she, shrugged her shoulders. She knew she was on camera and continued.
Yeah, man. She's got problems.
Doing this.
This lady's got problems.
So she had to have seen her students, filming this, and she was probably...
Into it.
Getting off on that.
Obviously, was into it. She's a, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. So this took place a couple of months ago.
Wow.
And
she's been fired since.
The alleged behavior started so near the end of the class, 12 minutes before the class ended. But yeah, the students were still on the call. She gave no explanation for the alleged conduct. She declined to be interviewed by investigators. She did not return messages from any media outlets that reached out. But obviously, school district spokespeople were not happy, calling the behavior, quote, absolutely unacceptable. And this is not like a new teacher either. I feel like school districts might have been struggling for teachers during the pandemic.
They hired some young teachers.
They had to reach out to whoever. Mm-hmm. We'll get whoever to help get us through these tough times. Well, she's been a teacher since 2007, and she's been at this school since 2018.
Ooh.
And the school is a 6-12 school, you asked me earlier.
It's a mature
secondary school. Yeah. So, yeah, you're not dealing with the youngest of kids, but...
Still very inappropriate.
Yeah.
Very inappropriate.
In college, that wouldn't be appropriate.
It's not appropriate. Any Zoom... meeting your own other than some Zoom call with your personal friends and y'all into some freaky stuff, you shouldn't be sucking nipples on a Zoom call. It's never appropriate.
You shouldn't be sucking anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
During a Zoom call.
Lollipops, maybe. Popsicles. Yeah.
So she was reassigned.
Reassigned? To what?
I know.
How about a firing?
And we're still, the district is pursuing disciplinary action against her. This is once again, this is a prestigious Columbia-based secondary school. She made six figures to be a teacher last year. Yeah. So she's got some clout, and this school is a legit, private, nice-ass school. And she's on camera doing this.
So you're talking about everybody at the school is probably affluent, upper...
This is a creme de la creme education...
Upper class.
...institution here. And she hasn't lost her job as of yet. This story I'm reading comes amazing. From like 10 days ago. I had this one on the back burner, but
dude,
for some reason
I
hadn't gotten
to it. I know she's going
to
do, bro, because you, I think you might have brought this up in another of your topics. I don't know. It might have been maybe a month ago. Mm. You remember the teacher?
It's a riveting segment of the show, it sounds like.
No, it was, because it was a teacher that had an OnlyFans account with her man.
Yes.
And then she was actually outed by either a student or some parent or something.
I think it was some parent.
And turns out she was making so much money from OnlyFans, she decided, I don't care about being a teacher anymore. Yeah. Screw that. I'm making tons of money.
Yeah.
Is it possible is this teacher hot? And is she now trying to make the transition that you brought up in BK's Lounge about that other teacher? Remember that teacher? She made a ton of money.
So I'm not going to lie. I spent...
Oh, she's not hot then.
a long time searching for the video. I wanted to see this video of a teacher during a Zoom class sucking on a shirtless man's nipples. Like I was... I did a lot of research, man.
Couldn't find it.
I mean, Google, YouTube, Ask Jeeves.
You searched the dark web.
Yahoo, Wikipedia. I thought I was on the right dark web. Maybe I wasn't on the right dark web. But I couldn't find this video.
Maybe that's why she hadn't been fired, because maybe nobody has the video. There's only witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Witness statements.
Well, no, the video is on Snapchat. Like, the kids were taking the video. Oh, so okay. I think somebody has a saved video. It just hasn't made the rounds on the internet.
Interesting.
Yet, which sucks. Like, come on, kids. That's
no.
You post everything.
That's
you
the
post,
journalist.
You
that's...
post uncool stuff on the internet. Give me this.
That's a journalist's fault, because all they had to do was go find one of the damn kids' Snapchat or something like that and go get a video.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their fault.
Professora Fletcher, a Spanish teacher.
Professora Fletcher.
If your name's Amanda, can you be a Spanish teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Amanda Fletcher.
No, they probably call her Miss Amanda. That
sounds awfully white. Yeah.
So is she attractive
who
even?
Knows?
Can she make the OnlyFans transition?
The picture that I think I'm seeing is not great.
She's not going to make the OnlyFans transition. Okay. There
you go. Well, all who right. knows, dude? There's some weird people out there who are into weird
she's
things.
One of them.
Yeah.
She's
I bet there are a large contingent of people that would be willing to pay for this type of content.
She's doing, like, this is a bit for her.
Yeah.
Like, the shirtless man in her Zoom calls is like a bit.
She likes shirtless men. She likes eating in front of shirtless men, and she likes eating shirtless men.
But then, that could mean a lot of things. Yeah. But then to do it in front of the kiddos, though, that's weird.
I know,
man.
Dude. I know. It's gross.
But is it? Oh man,
it's so
yeah.
awesome! I mean, I'm so mad.
It's
I wish I was in this class.
But is inappropriate and indecent? But yeah, I don't. Is it illegal?
I thought it was pretty decent. Like, I'd love to see a video. That sounds decent to me.
It's not illegal,
that's
though, I guess.
Content.
It's definitely got to be against some.
It's against like school code.
Got to be.
Yeah.
Then how can they just not fire her? Why are they moving her around?
I don't know what's taking so long here.
Wow.
Yep.
She's gonna do
it
again then. She'll have a third incident.
Well, she's on leave, I think, so she's not teaching right now. She's been reassigned, so maybe she's just not a teacher. She's doing something else within the district.
They need to, yeah.
I don't know how she still has her job, though. Like, that can't happen.
Dude, now I want to see the video. I'm such
video.
A sick person. Now I want to see the video and see, like, how...
That's show research. We're journalists. That's what we do.
You've been a journalist all day, man.
Yeah.
You've been, BK Investigates has been on it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your investigative mind going.
I'm putting my degree to work. Moody's real proud of me. Down at UT. There's the BK Lounge.
Wow.
A pretty gross love story, if we're calling it that.
Are they still don't know if they're married or
we
not.
Have no idea.
Does
who
a
this
husband
guy
or
is.
Just
no,
some freaky
like his,
man?
His face didn't make the cut.
I wish we could compare the two chests from the two shirtless men to see if it was the same man. Right? I want to compare the nipples now and see if they're the same.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're getting too deep into it.
Yeah, we are. We were too deep into this 10 minutes ago. When we return, we will wrap up the show. Hopefully, we'll still have a show. What's next?
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash your mouth?
Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That is really
man,
good.
That is good. That is...
Pop a top again. I just got
all right, welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. I'm Rod Babers, hanging out with Brad Keltner, getting ready to wrap it up and put it in the oven. BK, quickly, if you see me hopping around here on one leg, do not freak out. Because I sprained my ankle this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was, like, running. I sprained my ankle. and I iced it, and it was doing good. I took the stairs here, probably shouldn't have, and now it must be swollen. Like, I can't put pressure on it right now. So I got to, like, hop around until I can get, like, to the house to ice it and everything, take care of it.
Which ankle?
My left.
Okay, so you can still drive.
I can still drive, but I'm going to be hopping around. Like, man. I tried to put pressure on it when I got up, and it was not.
I saw you hopping around in there. I was wondering what the hell is going
dude,
on.
Dude, Father Time is right now whipping my butt. Like, I get up every morning. I respect Tom Brady so much more than the day before. Because I get up, my back randomly hurts, and now, like, I sprained it probably a mile and a half into my four-mile run, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to run it off. Because I didn't want to start walking the rest of the way like I'm an old man. So I ran the rest of the way. I thought I was fine. I iced it today, and my ankle's like, you're 40, dude.
Let me tell you, if you're running...
Sit the down.
If you're running 4 miles every day, you're doing okay against Father Time.
I know, but I think he's trying to send me a message like, hey, I run this.
Yeah.
You ain't Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Sit your down somewhere.
Yeah.
So I think for the next 4 or 5 days, I'm going to be sitting my blank down. Because, so if you see me coming here, like, with a cane or something, he'll freak out. Because I just can't put pressure on
crutches, a wheelchair. I thought Bucky was the old
exactly.
man here.
Exactly.
Like unreal.
I had to get some tips from Buck on that one. So anyway, what's on tap for you tonight, brother? Because for me, it's ice.
That sucks.
It's just going to be ice. But it's good because I told my woman I can't move.
You've got an excuse to sit on the couch
and
do
nothing. I can't do anything. Oh, it's going to be awesome.
No housework, no
baby,
chores.
I can't go get that water by myself. I'm going to have like a bell. It's like a ring so she can go get
me
some. Yeah, it's going to be great.
That's awesome. Genius.
Genius.
Let's see. What do I have? Oh, Bucky and I are about to record another episode of
Soccer. Duh.
Yes.
Duh.
We will be speaking with one of the assistant coaches for Austin FC.
Oh, that's cool.
On tonight's episode, talking about the disappointing loss from over the weekend. So that's coming up. Be on the lookout for that. Also, self-promotion. I've got a YouTube video coming out tonight. A topic that we didn't get to today because of the Deucegate incident. Texas reportedly in the mix for TJ Finley, the LSU transfer quarterback.
I want to get into that.
So you and I will dive into that tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I got a YouTube hit tonight for that. And then Rangers Yankees. Shout out to your Strohs for the sweep of the Rangers. I'm surprised you didn't bring that up.
That's
nice of you. But that's it, man. What about you? Ice and TV?
Ice and TV, man. That's about it. I'm an old man, so.
Any trash TV tonight? What you got?
Actually, no. There's a show called Mayor of Easttown on HBO with Kate Winslet as like a female detective.
Heard of her.
It's not bad. I got to go check it out. I got the most recent episode coming up tonight, so I'll probably watch that while I sit on my butt and ice my ankle. All right, I want to thank BK for being the heart and soul of the Triple Option. I want to thank KD. He was here in spirit. Thank all of you guys for listening. BK Investigates. We'll get down to the crux of the issue. I can promise you that. Go check out everything you missed at hornfm.com. Remember, guys, I love you. I mean that. Join us tomorrow. Same time, same place. Peace.